57. In the studio with me this morning from Midwest Bank, we do have Jay Grant. He's the chairman of our Banking on a Cure Committee. Good morning, Jay.
Morning.
So Banking on a Cure is one of the largest fundraisers in our area to support our local American Cancer Society and Relay for Life.
Yeah, I mean, we've been doing this now. It's our eighth year, but it'll be our seventh tournament since we took a year off for COVID, just like everybody else did, it seems. But yeah, we've been going for a while, and it works out pretty well. So
it does. Tell us about the committee. It's a wonderful group.
Yeah, so our committee is made up of at least one employee from every single bank in Warren and Henderson County. And I wrote down the list so that I wouldn't forget any. So that includes, obviously, Midwest Bank for me, and then Fortress Bank, Security Savings Bank, Community National Bank, Bank of Stronghurst, Raritan State Bank, Wells Fargo, F&M Bank, and Clock Tower Community Bank down in Roseville.
Isn't that nice?
So we got at least one person from every single bank. So that's what we went with when we started, is that we wanted it to be a collaboration from all the banks, not just, you know, a few of us. So we have made sure that we've gotten everybody involved.
Yes, and luckily you guys have us involved.
Yes.
So we're so happy to be a part of what an awesome organization this is. What was the inspiration behind forming this committee?
I got to give some credit to Chris Gavin. Years ago, we were talking in his office, and he had this idea of getting all the banks together to do this, and kind of gave it to me, and I started reaching out, and here we are.
Here we are, almost, gosh, I'd bet you $100,000 or more later.
So I actually did the math because I was curious, and I thought you might ask. So I went back and got all the totals, and so far through six events, we've raised $65,000. So I expect here in the next few years that we should be breaking that six-figure mark.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
All of that goes locally right here.
Correct, yes. Yeah. So we get it all goes to our local American Cancer Society. And supports people in this area. So.
Yes, and we'll be talking with Stacy Dutton soon as we kick off fundraising season. It never really ends for American Cancer Society. You can always give. But when we start getting into that March through the end of the year, through the big event in September, this is a big time for her and our local groups. Okay, when is it?
So it is June 7th at 1 o'clock at Gibson Woods here in Monmouth. It's always the first Friday in June. So the first Friday in June happened to be the 7th this year. So we stuck with that, and it's already reserved. So we're locked in, 1 o'clock, Gibson Woods, June 7th.
And a reminder now, we do shut down the teams around 24, 25.
Correct,
to make
yes.
this a very palatable event, which is what makes it so good. So it's
yep.
time to find out how to register.
Yes. So, yeah, we've locked it down to that 24, 25 teams just for to keep the pace of play up. We've discovered that if you go too much further than that, then you're out there for a very long time, and it can be a long day. So that's kind of where we've locked it in at. And we are still working on putting together our registration brochure. We're also looking into possibly doing some online registration so people can sign up and pay online. We haven't made a final decision on whether or not we want to do that yet, but we're looking at it because I know that might make it a little easier for some people. But we should be getting those out. I'm hoping by the end of the month we should have registration brochures out there for everybody to get signed up. So for now, I say just save the date. I know there's a lot of people that look forward to it every year. So we hope to see them out there again this year.
Yeah, it's going to be a great time. You also have food on the course?
Yes. So that is one thing that I think makes our golf outing a little different than most. Most people do it where you have, you play golf and then you have a meal at the end. We've done it where we have two food vendors that are out on the course, and then all the golfers get a couple tickets in their package when they register so that they can eat during the golf. So while they're out there, they'll pass the food vendors a few times each. We put them in strategic locations, so you'll pass them twice. and then they, yes.
Idea.
Yeah, and then they can eat while they're playing. It kind of keeps things moving. So we usually try and keep it as something simple that is travels well in golf carts and is easy to eat. But that way, instead of everybody kind of getting together and waiting for everybody to get in and then have a full meal, and, again, the idea is we want you to get out, play golf, have fun, feed you, and then also keep it moving and get you on out and back to what you need to do the rest of the day. So that is one thing that, I've never played an outing that does it like that. I think that's the one thing that makes us unique is how we do the food, and it seems to be well received. So, yeah, we'll be doing that again this year, and We've been having Midwest Bank's relay team has been one of the food vendors for the last few years. We've decided to stick with them because they also are, I mean, it's just another fundraiser for American Cancer Society. So they have the same mission as us.
Yes.
So we have them come out every year. And then the other food vendor changes from year to year. I mean, we ask different restaurants and we've had various people do it. Last year it was County Line Diner. And he has already reached out to us and asked if he could come back. So we haven't locked him in yet, but we're leaning towards it being County Line Diner again this year.
Okay. And if people want to participate but not play golf, let's say their business wants to be a part of it, you're more than happy to have people on different holes to talk to the golfers.
Yeah, so we usually get about 36 or so hole sponsors. We usually try and get a couple per hole. And obviously those range, and some people, they just, you know, want to pay for us to put a sign out there. I mean, so when you pay for the whole sponsorship, you get the sign regardless. But we always encourage people to come out, set up a little table, maybe have some handouts if you want to, and really interact and engage with our golfers while they're playing. I mean, that's really where you get the best value for your sponsorship, is if you get out there and interact and exchange some conversations. And sometimes some people have things they like to hand out, or drinks, or different things like that. But yeah, we always encourage people to come out, and that's been better too. We've been getting more and more people that have been wanting to come out. Which is great. We kind of spread them out so that while the golfers are playing, they can stop and chat and have a conversation with people and kind of do some professional networking, really. So
okay, that sounds like a plan. We will plan on seeing you there.
Absolutely, yeah. You guys are always there. You're a great corporate sponsor with us as well. And yeah, you guys always have two teams out there, if I'm not mistaken.
We do. We have an MOI team and a RAM team. Yeah.
Yep. So. But yeah, so it's always a great event. And then we have some other sponsorships out. We have beverage cart sponsors. We have just cart sponsors. And then we also have a golf ball sponsor, which that's actually already been claimed by Smithfield again. Smithfield wants that every year. So everybody will get a sleeve of golf balls with Smithfield's logo on it. So that's already been locked in.
Okay. All right. Remind us again what the day is, what it all goes to, and any other particulars.
Yeah, so it is June 7th at 1 o'clock at Gibson Woods, and all the money that we raise that day will go towards the American Cancer Society for Warren and Henderson County.
All right. Good job, Jay, to you and everybody on the committee. What a fantastic group of people, and it's a wonderful event. Can't wait.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, and I got a great team of people behind me to help me put this together, so yeah, I couldn't do it without them. So.
And if you'd like to participate in some way, shape, or form and waiting on registration, you can contact Jay at the bank at 734-2265 for more information.
Yep. You could also contact us through our Facebook page. If you can find us on Facebook, you can reach out to us there too.
Okay, great. Jay, thanks so much.
Yep, thank you.
Jay Grant with us. He's the chairman with Banking on a Cure from Midwest Bank on WR.